Big NFL news that's just dropped in the last few minutes. Adam Schefter reporting that for the first time, the Cowboys are listening on Micah Parsons. So they have given the Heisman pose stiff arm to teams on this for a while, thinking that they would get everything sorted out. Now there is at least a report that they might throw in the towel and trade him.
I still think, maybe I'm jaded because of how these situations almost always tend to play out, I still think that even this is a later stage negotiating tactic, publicly making it known that you'll listen to offers. There was the thought that the idea that they would listen to an offer from Green Bay or whatever was a threat to say, like, we'll trade you to a place nobody wants to really go play because there's nothing going on there. I still think that he ends up signing there. I still do. I still think all of this ends up being, like, a big keep the Cowboys in the headlines. Jerry Jones is still, like, a number one. Look at me. Look at us Cowboys. That's where, like, 80 to 85% of my brain is at here on this.
I think you're probably right. I'm not sure, though, it ends with him getting a new contract.
Franchise tag?
He brought that up on Irvin's podcast, and I could see him digging his heels in and doing that as a very emotional 80-plus-year-old man who knows he has the hammer and can, like, play that card if he has to. I have thought for a long time that this was just a publicity stunt.
Okay.
That they were just doing it to try to get attention on the Cowboys for an entire offseason. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like those comments, and then knowing that Parsons' agent is the same guy who did the Deshaun Watson deal, and hearing through the grapevine that he's trying to get the Deshaun Watson
equivalent for a
linebacker. For a defensive player, yeah.
Like a fully guaranteed.
Yep.
You're just not going
to
get that.
Because I actually happen to believe what Jones said on that podcast regarding the deal that they put in front of Parsons. He claims it was better than the Myles Garrett deal. And this was before Watt signed. So probably a deal that's very similar to what Watt ended up getting.
I mean, if by judging by age and versatility, I actually think that it would be warranted to pay him more than those guys. I mean,
yeah.
It's obvious. He's younger.
Right. So, look, I mean, I'm not someone that wants to take up for ownership, but my hypothesis is they put a fair deal in front of him, but he has an agent that just wants to reset the entire market for how defensive players get paid.
Well, if Mulligetta, his agent, tries to do that, I think it's going to be a rude awakening because we know, like, there are documents that are out there that have been leaked that we know the owners dug their heels in and basically were advised by the NFL's management council or whatever to not give out fully guaranteed deals in the wake of the Watson situation. Like, we know this.
Yeah.
Jerry isn't going to budge on this because of all those guys, he's probably the most obstinate about wanting to make sure that they have power over the players still, or that they don't start giving away fully guaranteed deals of any significant length of term because it's going to set bad precedents. Because we know Jerry is still the shadow commissioner. So,
the shadow commissioner. You're right. Him and Robert Kraft pull a lot of strings
for sure. I don't think it's a guarantee that he stays a Cowboy. I think there's a slight chance that it's not just all smoke.
But who's going to trade for him? Like, the big rumor right now is Green Bay. I can't fathom, given how kind of conservative they are.
The Bills?
Well, but follow me for a second. I can't picture Green Bay giving Parsons that type of contract. They just don't strike me
they'd
as
have
a
to
team.
They'd have to consult Jeff Hathorn, one of their many owners, to make sure that they were all on board with the deal.
So I think it'd have to be a team. The Falcons are a team that I think their owner gave Kirk Cousins that guaranteed deal. He's old. They don't sack the quarterback at all. They haven't for years. I could, even though they've traded their first-round pick, so that would be a problem, but I could see him wanting to say, ah, screw it.
I mean,
let's do it.
The most aggressive GM in the entire league who's always looking for
Philly.
Maybe room is Howie Roseman, but Jerry would never trade him in the division.
And they've paid their offensive players so much money where I don't even think they can afford to do that because they're going to have to pay Jalen Carter and Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And Seth is next to me nodding his head knowing that all that is true.
I mean, Howie set up a lot of their current contracts to be pretty, Like, they're not as – the numbers are gaudy, but they're still very friendly to the Eagles. But, yeah, I just – for a variety of reasons, mainly on Dallas's end, I don't think that would ever happen. Would the Ravens do something crazy? I don't think so.
They don't have the money to do it. They're going to pay Lamar Jackson again soon.
They would also just say, like, we don't need him. We have an overall approach that's more holistic and gets it done on defense.
New England. Could you see Kraft buckling and doing something like that?
Like a massive talent influx on that side of the ball? I could.
But then turning around and paying him all that money.
But yeah,
he's got the rookie quarterback, so he can afford to do it.
But if the conceit here is that the agent wants to reset the market,
I can't see Kraft
going along
with that.
Isn't going to want to be the guy who goes rogue and does that.
Yep.
I still think all roads lead back to, in the end, they get this done, both sides are pretty happy, and Jerry, even though he never maybe explicitly admits it, is like, how about my Cowboys?
Yeah.
Huh? In the news again for 7 straight weeks.